Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to start with Cardi B. I just thought this was a funny story because when you really like it, it's a good mental. It's one of the things I like about playing the lottery. It's like a mental exercise. What would I do with the money? How would I spend it? What would be my first move?
Okay,
you know, how much would I allow myself to spend each month? What would I put away? Et cetera, et cetera. Just a fun mental exercise. So Cardi B says, I spend $3 million a month.
What?
Right. And I'm all, what do you spend $3 million a month on? I mean, that's a lot of millions of dollars in a year. It's $36 million a year, right? So if she, does she really spend that? And if so, she better keep cranking out the hits, I guess, or robbing more Johns, because woof.
That is, so what does she say?
Not really, but she does. She's saying this because people are saying, what are you, broke? I guess that there's a clothing brand called Shein, which we talked about earlier today.
Yeah.
For the pronunciation. She shared a sponsored post for that clothing brand. Now, I don't know exactly how all this stuff works, but I know that when you look at the Kardashian stuff, sometimes it will say hashtag ad, or they'll allude to it being an ad without screaming it. But apparently she said this is a sponsored post, like she's up and up with it, on the up and up. Cardi B shared a sponsored post for the clothing brand Shein, causing her fans to say, what are you, going broke? You're typically associated with more expensive brands. And I don't follow Cardi B, so I don't know. What is she, a Gucci girl? I have no idea.
I'm looking at Shein and the clothing on here. Like this shirt is $7. This shirt is $9.59. This shirt is $12.09. It's definitely not designer goods.
So these are fast clothing places. This is like a H&M
like it.
Or something.
Yep, does look like it.
Well, they paid her some good money, and she did an ad for them. She put up a sponsored post. So Cardi took offense at people saying, this is, what are you, cheap? Stop it. And Cardi says, do you have any of the audio from Cardi? Or this was not one? Okay. I'll just do the things. People say I'm surviving off Shein deals and brand deals. Wait, hold on. I want to let y'all know I could wake up tomorrow, sign a contract, and have half of $65 million or half of $70 million in my bank.
What, is that like a concert deal? Is that what she's saying?
Oh, okay. I could wake up tomorrow, sign a contract, and have half of that money in the bank that day. Then she posted a series of text messages where she's supposedly like she's so defensive about that, this whole thing. I guess, I don't know, maybe she felt bad about taking the deal from Shein too. I don't know. So she posted a series.
Well, you don't know what someone who, you know, who's come up without money feels like when they say, when they're told they got none and they do have some. Maybe that defensiveness comes out of that. I don't know. I always find it, and look, I'm sure there are people who could point to me and say, you're tacky. What are you talking about? But I think it's tacky the way everyone's, like, I like rap. I like Public Enemy. I like, but I'm not interested in what kind of rims are on your car or your good.
They, or and what they, kind of champagne you're drinking.
They promote Gucci and they promote these high-end high-end brands. Things. And I think, that's, why?
I don't know. They just want to seem like they've got money to,
but that's
to
what
burn,
I'm saying.
I guess.
I think there's a different mentality and attitude
in that kind
towards
of music.
Money. And maybe that's it's important for her to be seen as wealthy. And so she defends herself.
She posts a series of text messages where she's supposedly negotiating, like discussing an offer of up to of like $65 million to go on tour, where she'd get half the money up front. And then she said, I spend around $3 million a month.
That to me is that's what I'm talking about. That the deal thing, whatever. OK, maybe sometimes it's interesting to be in on, you know, big stars deals. But spending $3 million a month seems like a dumb thing to just spit out there into the world.
It seems at best completely wasteful.
Mm-hmm.
And at worst, just like, I mean, are people just stealing that money from you? Like, do you think that she is one of these big entourage people? Like, I haven't heard that she's got 50 houses, because that's, to me, that's the thing that would wind up costing you a bunch of money, is owning a bunch of houses. You gotta staff them and furnish them and pay the mortgage and the taxes on them and insure them. And I mean, that, I guess that would add up, but how do you even spend $3 million a year?
We know she's done a lot of surgeries and brags about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that costs.
Well, I mean, does it cost $3 million?
I don't know. But I'm trying to tell you, I remember, I think you played us the audio, because I've never been to one of her shows, but she was saying something like, the doctor's going to be mad that I came to this show so soon. I could break my, I just had a baby and then had surgery done. And I don't know where that audio is, or if we still have it, or if it's, but that was one of the things she said, was, I just had a bunch of surgery and I could break my stitches, or something she was saying.
Jesus.
And I thought, why? You should have just
so
stayed.
Much information.
What are you doing?
Just stay.
Anyway, I don't know.
I guess if you're blowing through $3 million a month, you need to go do all the shows. Sorry, doc, but I got to go to the show.
I don't know. She's got a very rich boyfriend or husband, right?
Oh, they broke up. Her and the baby daddy guy?
Yeah.
Quavo, whatever.
Don't they still live together?
I don't know. All I know is supposedly she cheated on him. He cheated on her. Remember that she was like, yeah, I did that. Or
yeah, they very, very,
very volatile.
Very volatile.
All right.
I'm sure they, I mean, where's he getting all his money? Isn't he at the end of the thing?
My job to worry about her spending habits, though. So $3 million a month, good for her.
She says,
live it up.
As that supposed tour, she said no to it. She says, I don't want to take any tour deals until I announce my album, because when I announce my album, I know they're going to up it. You have to move smart. You can't act hungry, especially when you're not.
Okay.
She says if she waits, she'll make more like $80 million, which is, you know, close to... It's not even close to, you can't spend $3 million a month. I'm just going to just look, Cardi, I get it. I'm not a financial advisor, but honestly, it doesn't last forever. Do not be MC Hammer. You got to knock it off. The $3 million a month is $2.5 million too much per month. I mean, you can live large on $500,000 a month, right? Stretch that money out.
I don't know.
How many years can you go spending $36 million a year? You can't do it. It's unsustainable.
I kind of see her as someone who tries to tell truths. Like, she does say things, uncomfortable truths. Like, yeah, we used to rob the Johns.
Yeah, I used to roll the people I was supposed to bang.
Right. So I do see that. But I also know that it wasn't until someone told me that I went, oh, they rent these expensive cars and drive around and put them in videos and boats and things. They're not buying that stuff. And I was like, I fell for all of it.
Yeah. Cribs, that wasn't his house? He walked us around some expensive rental?
So I don't know. I don't know if maybe she's just full of it. And just, you know, big spending makes her look successful. So she says so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It feels so wasteful to me. Like, what are you doing? Put that money away. But then again, just because I don't think she's going to be rich for the rest of her life doesn't mean that she's not going to be rich for the
rest
of her life. I'm not. Or her financial advisor.
Right.
Save your money, kids, please. Oliver Anthony. This is the Richmond, north of Richmond. He put out that song.
Does he have another minute?
He has a minute here and some thoughts on Beyonce. It's a little uncomfortable. Oliver Anthony says that Beyonce's album Cowboy Carter is complete trash. He did just put out a version of Country Roads. I don't think he can make it a country version. It is a country. It's about country roads. You got a little Oliver Anthony from me. This is the guy who literally was like, no, I'm not taking any money. I'm not going on tour. I'm not selling tickets for this thing. I just put out my record. And
I have his quote, and I have, of course, I've got a little bit of, you know.
Oh, so this is Oliver Anthony. All right, well.
How does that, like, you've heard all the versions of this song because it's your theme song.
Yes.
How does that rank?
That's a meh. Oh. I'm not a fan of that one. It's just a little too slow.
I didn't like that jump up there. I thought that stunk.
Yeah. And you know, the country road. Like, I don't like, yeah, what, is that what it's called, a jump?
Yeah. Road.
Yeah. I don't care for that.
I don't know what it's called. It's just, that was annoying.
But I have his quote.
Plus, I'm a little mad at him because he's not into Beyonce. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead,
oh, and that's still
one of
to come.
I worked with. He wanted me to make some stupid post about Beyonce's country album, about how it was good, even though it was complete trash. It makes me just want to throw up. Trying to listen to the beginning of her version of Jolene. It's just total cringe. It represents how degenerative our society has become, that a song like a Beyonce version of Jolene can come out and anybody actually listen to it and think it's just not complete fucking trash. And so I was supposed to make a post about how basically trying to associate myself with Beyonce in hopes of us doing some kind of song together. And like, but you know, how many people do that? How many artists do you follow on social media that have never even looked at their social media, and you're just reading words and posts and things that were written by somebody that you've never even met, that aren't the artist, that don't even necessarily work directly for the artist? It's just like, it's so much theatrics and illusion and characterizations that are built into this whole thing to like keep people hanging on.
I think that's all true.
Yeah.
But I don't
but
think
you love the album.
You didn't have to. What, her album?
Yeah.
I don't love the album, but I don't want anybody pooping on Beyonce. I mean,
oh.
Come on.
But you don't love the album.
I don't even know it. I only listened to it all the way through one time.
Oh.
It's fine. I don't know. I don't know. She's fine. I don't think he needs to call her album complete trash. Dolly Parton supposedly loves this version of Jolene. I would think he would say, well, Dolly likes it.
Well,
Dolly's the queen of country music.
I don't know. I don't care if he has a low opinion of somebody's record or not.
He get going.
Is he okay? He made it? He's got a career?
Yeah, he's got a career.
Okay. You know what, though? He shoots stuff down all the time. Like, he doesn't want to be owned by anyone. So while he has a career, this Oliver Anthony guy, he did this one song. The video went crazy wild. All these people were throwing money toward him, and he was hitting it away. Like, I don't know what his net worth is right now, or he ain't spending any $3 million a month. I'll tell you, he still lives like on his 2-acre piece of property in like a little mobile home.
Well, maybe that's what he likes.
Right. And that's completely fine. This is a guy who I think, I'm like, okay, well, it's sort of admirable that he's sticking to his guns. He's not wrong about what social media is all about. You know?
No, he's not.
Yeah, I think the only real celebrity we know is definitely doing her own social media is Britney. Everybody else, you could make an argument like, I'm not much.
His net worth is between $1.5 and $2 million. And if you're living on a little farm in Tennessee.
Right. You put that away, put your kids through college, have a lean year. You can still buy groceries. You're all right.
He's from Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not West Virginia.
He's from East Virginia.
Yeah, East Virginia.
East Virginia.
Screw
East Virginia.
East Virginia.
Screw West Virginia.
Or do you
Virginia.
Like East Virginia? Are you good with the other Virginia?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Screw those guys.
We need to know where we stand on that.
Yeah.
Earlier today, we listened to one of the songs that Timothée Chalamet recorded for the soundtrack for the Bob Dylan biopic. Dylan loves it. Dylan loves him. He's going to be completely believable as me, he said. Dylan's old now. He's 83. He's a folk rock legend, though. He really is. I mean, I'm not a fan of his voice, and I don't know. But he threw his support behind Timothée Chalamet, and if he likes Timothée, then I like him.
I'm always interested to see how something like this, like as a huge fan of music, and I am, my whole life, I never press play on Bob Dylan. It doesn't mean I don't like him.
Right.
It just, I just do not. And yet they got one of the young, hot stars of today to play this dude's biopic.
Right.
And it'll be interesting to see if that this, I mean, it's cool for Dylan to go, yeah, maybe these young ones will come in and see what I was all about at a
and
time
like my
when
songs.
The only thing really happening was the Beatles.
Right. There's a movie about me opening soon called A Complete Unknown. What a title. Timothée Chalamet, he knows the correct pronunciation, is starring in the lead role. Timmy's a brilliant actor. Timmy. So I'm sure he's going to be completely believable as me, or a younger me, or some other me. I guess this is based on a book by someone named Elijah Wald called Dylan Goes Electric. It came out in 2015, and it's a... He says here, it's a fantastic retelling of events from the early 60s that led up to the fiasco at Newport. Well, oh, goodness. After you've seen the movie, read the book. Anyway, Timothée Chalamet saw the comments that he made on Twitter that Bob Dylan actually made. He's like, floored. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Bob. Timothée. All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
He broke out just real quick following his self-titled debut album of traditional folk songs in 62. Dylan did.
Dylan.
So that was early days of music. Like that was the era of the Beatles, right? The 60s?
Yeah. And I suppose that he that he was part of ushering in of the whole hippie movement, uh-huh. You know, and the free love and the pot smoking and the psychedelic color.
His first hit single was in 65, Like a Rolling Stone.
Like a Rolling Stone.
Song peaked at number 2 in the U.S.
Well, and there it is. That's where the line is. Like a complete unknown is in that.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right. What's coming up? I've got, oh boy. I don't have that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Ah, oh, such a good song. Happy Friday. Woo! It's got everything. It's got yelling. It's got singing. Strings.
Woo-woo!
It's all, yeah, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening and happy Friday. Check us out live on our free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Ticket Stop. Alice will be out at Public Market Emeryville giving away tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland this Saturday from 1 to 2:30 p.m.
Oh, tomorrow.
So we will be out tomorrow at Public Market Emeryville from 1 to 2:30. Public Market Emeryville offers a great time for the whole family. Enjoy over a dozen restaurants and bars, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch your favorite teams, and family-friendly activities. For more info, head to RadioAlice.com. And Maddie might be there.
Maybe.
I like the food there. I might come. I'm going to swing by and get All some right. get some lunch.
Pick up some food.
Good nice. Idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if Danae's going, but she's our promotions head now, and she's awesome.
She is awesome.
I think she should be there. Kalia will be there, who's also
Kalia's also great. Yep. I yeah. like those she's guys. Great.
You're yeah. going to love our team. Go enjoy them, and maybe you'll get some tickets for the big sold-out Alice in Winterland show.
Be polite. Maybe they'll give you tickets, huh?
This is... I think this is considered breaking news.
Oh, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Thought you got everything back.
I don't know.
Where's everything?
I'm looking to see if I can find anything. Nope, that's not it.
No.
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 No, that's also.
All right, well, I'll just go with the, what did you do? The do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Federal Appeals Court upholds law requiring sale or ban of TikTok in the United States. This continues to be a thing. The Federal Appeals Court panel on Friday upheld a law that could lead to a ban on TikTok in a few short months, handing a resounding defeat to the popular social media platform as it fights for its survival in the United States.
The kids are going to all freak out. Like, people love TikTok so much. It's everywhere.
The deal... The U.S. Court Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit denied TikTok's petition to overturn the law, which requires TikTok to break ties with its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or be banned by the middle of January.
Oh.
So we're talking about a month.
A month from now. Jesus.
A month left on TikTok. The First Amendment exists to protect free speech in the United States, said the court's opinion. Here, the government acted solely to protect that freedom from the foreign adversary nation and to limit that adversary's ability to gather data on people in the United States.
Mm.
Originally, President Donald Trump, who was at the time the president, was saying he did try to ban TikTok during his first term. And now he's saying he won't ban it. But this stuff's already in motion, and it won't be saved in time. So they're going to try and take this to the Supreme Court, is what it's going to come down to.
Oh, boy.
But there it is. The first ruling is, yeah, you're out of here, TikTok, or you got to sell.
Yeah. There are so many kids that are going to it's going to be the end of the world for them. Maybe they'll discover that they don't need TikTok to survive.
Kids and dancing moms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had it, so I don't know what I'm missing, I guess. Yeah. Although I'm sure I see videos
that originated on
TikTok, but get also put onto Instagram. That's where I live.
But you almost don't even need an account. Like, if somebody sends you something and you go to, takes you to TikTok, and then it just keeps changing. There just keeps being another one. There just keeps, it's got us. It's got us by the short and curlies.
This next story, it caught my attention because it mentions your drawer full of old cables that you
got two drawers
piling
full of old
stuff
cables.
Into,
oh my god!
And you just it sits there and you don't. I
might need it. Bunch of obsolete butt ends of the things.
Your drawer full of old cables is worth more than you think.
Oh yeah.
In an old cabinet stashed away in the back of my closet, says the writer, there are not one, not two, but three drawers full of old cables and devices. Oh. Every generation of USB is represented, as is every major brand of gadget. I know that I won't use these cables again, but I also know they don't belong in the trash. I have no excuse for not recycling them. They just sit there. And this person has just inspired me in their writing. This was on Vox, V-O-X, the article, if you want to find it. I'm going to get rid of all that. There are e-waste recycling places. Just take that crap there.
Will they buy it off you?
They do say these things are, they have valuable metals in them.
Right.
And they should not end up in landfills. At the very least, do it for the earth. Recycle these things.
Right.
I don't know if anyone will buy this stuff off you. I don't know. I mean, take them to an e-waste center and see.
Right.
But not only are these valuable metals, they're also dangerous chemicals that can leach into the soil and groundwater. So they want to encourage people to recycle these devices and these cords. I do remember, who's your boyfriend? What's that guy's name?
Elon Musk?
No, no, no. You never made out with Elon Musk.
My boyfriend? Hal Sparks?
Hal Sparks! Oh, I remember one time, he hasn't been around in a long time, but he came through here one time and she made out with him.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but... I know Hal.
Oh, okay. You do?
Yeah.
Oh. He ever talked to you about Sarah? And
No. I mean, I met Hal. I brought him on the show first. And then we got to be friends. And he's once in a while I'll say hi to him or something.
Okay.
But I didn't know y'all made out, though.
Because we didn't make out.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I would believe that you did.
Yeah, they did.
He's a very sexual man.
He really is.
He did ask for a better kiss than I gave him.
He did introduce me to the Suicide Girls. I didn't know about them until, because he was dating one. This was 17, 18 years ago.
Okay.
So,
well, anyway, one of the things, because he's you don't have to work hard to get him to talk.
Harder to get him to stop talking.
Right.
That is.
And I should talk, right? Anyway.
I can go like this and you go, okay, someone else
needs to talk.
He lifts
up all these cords and he goes, the next big move our tech world is going to make is to get rid of all this, the spaghetti, all the stuff. And it was the first time I'd kind of heard someone address that in such a direct way. And I went, yeah, he's right. How many cords are we going to get before we start going, this is so stupid?
Right. It is already changing.
It is.
There are all these little hot spots where you can just put your phone down and little cradles where there's no plug in on that anymore. And then we heard about that carbon, the synthetic diamond with a radioactive isotope in the middle of it that's going to power everything from now on. Oh my God, I want that.
This article I'm reading from, here's one of the quotes. One of the things that I think that consumers don't know is that they should, and it's way easier to recycle electronics than you might think. You need to know that you can just, by recycling a product, you're able to offset the energy and the materials that it would take to manufacture a new one. And that means we don't have to mine as many materials from sometimes vulnerable and ecologically sensitive parts. Anyway, recycle your crap.
Yeah.
Let's all make that like some
kind
of... You
can just Google e-recycling.
Make it a resolve to do better and get rid of that crap in the right place. All right, I'm off my soapbox. But I'm going to do better with mine. I have that drawer. Probably
I'm afraid to get
them.
Rid of any of it because I'm like, well,
you're never going
need,
back.
I might need some of that stuff. What if I need this one thing?
Oh.
Okay.
Texters, 800-400-3697. Oh, Goodwill takes e-waste.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they do. That's right. I purged when I moved from L.A.
So you...
Two boxes of... Cords
and you have to make it all separate from like the clothes. You don't throw it in with the clothes.
Yeah, but they just have a container there. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Oh, so Maddie's like Sarah's pimp?
What?
Maddie wasn't even here when Sarah made out with it.
Also, Sarah didn't make out with Hal Sparks.
All right.
Thank you.
But did they, Ben?
No.
Me and Icky were like, those two are kissing. We look at each other like... Jaw dropped. We look back at them. No. Their lips are still locked.
No.
And we're like, oh my God.
We finished the interview. He comes over, a hug, and he goes to get, you know, and I'm going in for like a cheek kiss. And he puts his mouth on mine and I'm like, oh, and I'm all, oh, you want a real kiss? So I gave him a real kiss. And it was a 3-second kiss. There wasn't even any tongue.
I'm going to make a ruling.
Okay, make an effing ruling.
You made out with him.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, she did.
Hit the hammer.
We did not make out. Stop it. It's ridiculous.
EU 415 says, the EU has regulations to standardize connectors. We should follow suit. Yeah, I mean, that's been the grind all along with
Then why do they have to have different plugs than we do? God, EU, get with it. The plugs are the ones we have. Different plugs.
Let's see here. No one's more of a hype man for himself than Maddie.
Oh, what was he hyping?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't even realize that. I thought.
Was it that he likes the food at Public Market Emeryville? I'm not sure what the hype was. What's the hype thing you're doing?
That's me, baby. Hype, hype, hype.
For me.
I blame TikTok with so much misinformation and misleading Americans, especially with the last election. I'm all for it going away, says 510.
Really? I feel like the dumb dances and the lip syncing stuff doesn't really affect anything. I'm like,
it's all social media.
Yeah, I guess.
I've seen two interviews with Amy Adams promoting her new movie, Night Bitch, and it's basically about a mother's journey going through postpartum depression by imagining she was a wild dog in heat during the night.
Okay. I don't know.
I remember you saying the dog part, but yeah. I didn't.
Night Bitch.
Christina had some of that. It is really something.
It's real.
And like, you don't realize it, and then you realize, oh my gosh, we're in a bad place. This isn't good. Yikes. So that may be an important movie. I don't know.
Maybe.
Vinny, the Beatles loved Bob Dylan, in particular John Lennon. Bob introduced the Fab Four to marijuana after Bob mistook the lyrics of a Beatles song refrain, I can't hide, with I get high.
I get high, I get high. I thought that is what it was.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you got that something.
Bob introduced them to the doobie weed, though.
I like it.
Who knew? All right. Let's play our game.
Let's play a game. Here we go.
All right. You know, earlier we were discussing adult diapers. So today we're doing a little nappy quiz.
Oh, a nappy quiz?
Yeah, a nappy quiz.
All right.
The pit diaper.
All right. We're going to start with Sarah today.
All right.
What material was traditionally used as diapers before disposable ones were invented? Animal skins, cloth, banana leaves, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Cloth, Bob.
All of the above is correct.
All right, I'm on the
board
finally.
Banana leaves?
Yeah.
That's not going to hold number one.
Yeah, but it directs it, you know, off to the side.
Down your thighs. What are you talking about?
Look at me. I'm not in charge of it. I always pick all of the above.
Vinny, in what decade were disposable diapers first introduced to the market? The 1930s, the 1940s, or the 1950s?
50s, Bob.
I'll say 40s.
Sarah's correct. Sarah, on average, how many diapers does a newborn use per day? 4 to 6, 6 to 8, or 8 to 12?
6 to 8.
4 to 6.
You're both wrong. It's 8 to 12.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, you would know. I don't know, man.
I would think I would know.
I would think you'd know before.
Many of those.
Maybe you just didn't change a diaper that much.
Oh, I did, though.
Don't argue with the AI overlord.
All right.
I believe in him.
Who are we on now?
Sarah, I think.
Sarah. What is the average time it takes for a disposable diaper to decompose in a landfill? Is it 50 to 100 years, 200 to 500 years, or 1,000 plus years?
1,000 plus years.
B, Bob.
And he's on the board.
All right. What is it? 250 to?
Yeah, 250, 500 years.
Jesus.
All right. Which country has the highest per capita use of disposable diapers? Is it the good old US of A, Japan, or Sweden?
Vinny first?
Yeah, Vinny first.
Oh, it's me first. Japan.
No, I'll go USA then.
You're both wrong. It is Sweden.
Sweden?
And then one more for you here.
How is that possible?
In Japan, what unique product exists for senior citizens to use diapers? Is it diaper delivery robots, perfumed adult diapers, diaper recycling systems, or all of the above?
All of the above!
I also am saying all of the above.
It is all of the above. Yeah. They have all of those in Japan. And that is the quiz for today. And
I score 3-2. Sarah finally takes one!
All right, Sarah. Hold
face,
on.
Del Campio, they'll kiss your face all the time! Oh, yeah.
Sarah wins!
Get out of here, Sarah Cuda. 510 says,
I'm literally getting out of here.
OMG, Vinny, it was a 2-second kiss. I remember it. Knock it off, sir. You weren't there.
You're acting like you didn't talk about it
you
right after we got back
there
on the air.
All. 415 says, Hal Sparks, Sting, SNV, you are way too sexy.
Yeah.
Even celebrities can't keep their hands off your hot pods.
They can't keep their hands off us. I mean, we're so hot.
Oh, Here's someone with heart emojis saying, I really hope Maddie comes tomorrow to the public market because I'm going to look for him. Heart.
Oh, that's scary. He just sat up and I think he's going.
Sat up and
goodbye! Happy Friday, you guys. Make sure you listen to Jane later today, all through the day. Every hour today through Jane's 6 o'clock hour. We've got a pair of tickets for you for the Sold Out Alice in Winterland. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.